Today in the life of the church, we honor those great, great ones who have gone before us, and most especially Saint Peter and Saint Paul, the first vicar of Christ on earth, and Saint Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. They were God's gift to the church in its early foundation in order to establish her throughout the whole world. And so it was that all things ultimately would turn to Rome. For Rome was the center of the pagan world, and God would have it be the center of the Christian world. And so Saints Peter and Paul would go to conquer the pagan world, to conquer Rome, but not by force of arms, but by force of charity, by which they would go into the whole world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. They would both suffer much for Holy Mother Church, and ultimately they would pay that greatest of all prices, and hence the very glory of the church. They would give their lives up in defense of Holy Mother Church and in defense of truth. And so we turn to these great and blessed apostles on their feet, on their solemnity, and honor them. And most especially, we turn and honor Saint Peter. Indeed, many have taken passages from the scripture to point out that Saint Paul withstood Peter to his face, but often this itself is very much misunderstood. Saint Peter, as the vicar of Christ, we are assured, cannot deceive the faithful in matters of faith and morals. And so Saint Peter never denied a doctrine, but Saint Paul was merely admonishing him for the public scandal he was given by his dissimulation, feigning something that was not true and something that he did not hold. And indeed, Saint Peter would put an end to the argument he himself at the first council of the church in Jerusalem, when he would declare that it was not necessary for the pagans to be circumcised, for that was merely a sign and a prefigurement of a much greater thing, that is, the sacrament of baptism. And so it was the mission of these two great apostles to go into the whole world, bringing that good news, claiming for Christ souls by incorporating them into the mystical body through the sacrament of baptism. And so their journey would slowly and surely lead them to that center of the world at the time, Rome, and hence once there, they would begin to truly conquer all kingdoms for the kingdom of Christ. And so let us turn especially this day to their intercession in our day and in our age, for as is always the case, we see very much the need for the word of God in the modern world. And so the great renewal of the missionary activity of the church, and that activity is always and everywhere renewed through the leadership of the vicar of Christ, Saint Peter. Indeed, when in the second reading we learn of ultimately, or in this read in the gospel, when Christ promised Peter the keys of the kingdom, he promised him in a setting that pointed out very clearly what Peter would constantly have to battle against. For at the face of a big cliff, Saint Peter stood to the temples in honor of the pagan god Pan, and on the top, a whitewashed building that was built for Caesar. And so Peter would always battle against the vices of this world, those vices that are enshrined as deities in the pagan world, and ultimately through the leaders of this world, who would seek constantly to destroy in the hearts and souls of men the love of God by their false philosophy and their false way of leadership. But Peter always and everywhere seeks to renew this church and to show us how we are to go out in each and every era of the world to claim all souls for the kingdom of Christ. And so let us especially turn to Saint Peter this day, that he may intercede in our world, and especially for our Holy Father Pope Benedict, his successor in this world, so that he may withstand all the assaults of the world, all the assaults directed to him, both from inside and outside Holy Mother Church, that he may faithfully and always guide the bark of Peter to the safe shores of eternity, always with sound doctrine and always with sound morality and always with that principle of charity, by which we must all go forth to try to bring souls to the kingdom of Christ, and most especially let us learn from them that we too are called to suffer in reparation first and foremost for our sins, and then for the mystical body of Christ, that her missionary activity may be always and everywhere fruitful, in each time and in each place, according to how the Holy Father commands us to go forth and to help in that mission of the Church to claim all souls for the kingdom of Christ. In our day and age, especially with so much false philosophies about, so much false teachings, we must especially adhere to the rock of St. Peter, for he is the one who has the only promise by which we are certain of having the true faith handed on to us in matters of faith and morals. And so we must have that especial devotion to him, that is, that devotion known as filial devotion to the Vicar of Christ. We must love him as a child loves his parents. We must pray for him as a child is obligated to pray for his parents, that he may always and everywhere be that rock that the Lord speaks of today. And indeed, we see very clearly the transforming actions of God's grace both on St. Peter and St. Paul. St. Paul was a persecutor of Christians, and he was no novice in this matter, for St. Paul was so effective that he had to get a decree in order to go to Damascus. That is, he was quite literally searching for more happy hunting grounds, for he had virtually annihilated the church in Jerusalem and the surrounding area. And St. Peter, we know from Scripture, always manifested that form of cowardice that would culminate in his inability to withstand the insults of a poor peasant girl who undid him on the eve of our Lord's crucifixion and death. But by the transforming power of God's grace, St. Paul would become the great apostle to the Gentiles. St. Peter would become that courageous leader of Holy Mother Church who on the day of Pentecost would go out and immediately risking his life to preach the good news. And that day, as Scripture tells us, thousands were converted to Holy Mother Church. And so let us always cooperate and listen to the voice of these two great apostles as we too strive to go out and to prepare souls for entrance into Holy Mother Church. Let us be willing to suffer all things as they were ultimately willing to suffer all things for Christ, and most especially, let us be willing to die a modest death in witness of our Lord and Savior, rather than to deny him by any fault, failing, or sin that we commit. Let us strive always and everywhere to be good examples to each other and to all those who come into our lives, so that they may truly come to see in Holy Mother Church the one safeguard in this world, the one ship that travels about in the trials and the turbulences of this modern world, but always and everywhere she is going steadily forward to the shores of eternity, no matter how much she is buffeted. And she goes forward for one reason and one reason only, because God has promised to St. Peter, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you." Indeed, Our Lady warned us at Fatima that the Pope would have much to suffer, and so he does suffer much, both within the church and outside the church, by our stubborn refusal to follow him and that which he asks us to do as members of the mystical body. And when we fail to do that, the world suffers, because the word of God is in some way blocked and not brought forth to those souls who desperately are seeking the truth. And so let us strive always to be vessels of that truth, as St. Peter and St. Paul were vessels of that truth, and that we would be willing, like them, to pay that ultimate price, knowing that it is the final and greatest witness that we could possibly give to our belief in all that the Lord has taught, and most especially that belief in the resurrection. For ultimately, at the end of their lives, both St. Peter and St. Paul gave that final and most blessed witness that they believed in a life to come, because they were willing to love life so much that they were willing to die in order to preserve it, because they truly believed in that supernatural life that was to come after serving the Lord in this life. And so let us commend all the cares of the church and all the cares of the world in our prayers this day to these blessed apostles, that they may from heaven help the church so that she advances closer and closer to the shores of eternity, with her nets full and with her decks full, full of those souls that they knew so well the Lord came to conquer by his crucifixion and death on Mount Calvary, so that we too may, after life of prayer and penance in this world, join them on the shores of eternity, where we will praise our good God together for all eternity in heaven.